and we're not just trying to overpopulate these pages with video.
It's not forced.
It's not forced. It's with a purpose. And then what we see is that our SEO strategy is actually driving our video strategy.
Love that.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Run Lead Gen Radio, your go-to podcast for all things growing your business and marketing with your hosts, Quinn
and Brian.
And today, you guys, we are so excited to have Bobby Macy with us with Macy Media. Bobby, why don't you go ahead and jump in? Tell us a little bit about you, what it is you're doing. Give us a little bit of background to your story.
Well, thanks for letting me be here. I am a content marketer, purebred, and ultimately have tinkered in a lot of things, right? So I worked corporate for 8 years, experienced a layoff, and then that was just the kick in the pants that I needed
to
start my own business. So that was October 2019. We just hit 5 years.
Yeah.
And now I've got a small team, and I describe the business as this. We are a content marketing agency with a video first strategy.
Love that.
Because 70% of what we do is video.
Yeah.
And we're good at it. But there's also a lot more that we do. Usually a couple of websites a year that are content-based websites. You guys play in the SEO space. I have one client that we help with SEO, but I don't really advertise that we do a lot of SEO. But like, I've got an SEO on my staff.
Nice.
Right. And so it's a good life, but content marketing company, video first strategy.
So you jumped in, you sat down, and I got to give you guys a little bit of like behind the scenes here. So Bobby and I worked together a few years back at a company called ClearLink. And honestly, like we've been leaning on Bobby heavily in video. So what you're seeing now, the whole change that we've gone through and undergone with our production quality has largely become or came from Bobby's influence. So the camera, you know, the production quality there, and just the stuff that you're seeing. So Bobby is, whether he knows it or not, is a partner in a way for us. We do not provide this type of production quality for our clients. We can do video here and there to get something up and mark it up with schema and help it with, you know, SEO. But if our clients ever need production, you know, professional production quality, video especially, Bobby's our guy. This is where we would send you. So just so you guys know, we have that relationship and to give you a little bit of context there. So we were talking a little bit about all of this, right? How did we even, you know, get here? Why is this important, right? We've got a podcast going. Our podcast is featuring businesses that are growing, what's working for them, what's not working for them, and what could they be doing? And video is at the top of that list.
Oh, buddy.
You've got to be doing video, and you've got to be doing good video. And that's a large part of what we've always talked about: expertise, authoritativeness, trustworthiness. You need to show people who you are, right? You've got to show personality. You've got to show experience. You've got to show that you are who you say you are. And so talk to me a little bit about the value and power of video, and feel free to just tell us, yeah, anything along those lines.
Okay. So I love this question because messaging is messaging, right? Good copy. We understand the value of that. We understand that there are different mediums that reach different people. Some people like to read, some people like to watch video, other people, it's audio, right? Here's what I love about video. It encompasses all of those things. Most of the time, especially with marketing, I mean, granted, like we're all content producers on our phones these days, right?
Right.
But most of the time with marketing campaigns, if you're leveraging video, it starts with copy. So you've got that piece in pre-production usually, and then it makes its way into the production process and even post with graphics and things like that. But then you're also leveraging good audio, right? But then with the video, you're seeing. And so it's engaging more senses. And there are so many crazy statistics out there about if you can engage more senses, people are going to learn better.
Yeah.
And so for me, it's one of those things where I'm like, well, if I'm doing marketing and if I'm telling stories for brands, I want to engage as many senses as I can. And that's the power of video for me, like at its core.
Yeah. Right? I love that.
I think so for me, from through the SEO lens is where I'm usually looking things. And even if it's correlative, we always see, I mean, there's countless studies that show the pages that have multimedia like video always rank higher. And I always have assumed that's because of user signals that are happening once they're engaging with that video. But I think it's something that is not being leveraged by enough businesses right now. And so I love that's the angle that you guys are coming at it from.
Dude, Brian, you're so right. I'm going to take that and run with it because I have a client. It's the one client we do SEO for. I literally, like, I don't have your guys' skill sets, right? And so I went and hired somebody else to come and be an SEO for me so that I could service this one client because we do all of their media. And so it's a big contract for me and I care deeply about them and I'm good at telling their story, but SEO was a missing component.
Sure.
So 18 months ago, we start on this journey, right? And they hadn't done SEO before. They had a pretty crappy website and their web core vitals were awful. So I was able to introduce them to a partner. Eventually we built them a new website. Well, the partner did, right?
Nice.
Long story short, they were getting about 3,500 clicks to site organically. And now that's per month, right? 18 months ago. And now we just broke 17,000 clicks.
Nice.
Per month organically.
Let's go.
And dude, like, it's so fun for me to see this story because I'm not the SEO, right? But I am a content marketer who believes in SEO. And so video was a crucial element to this. And so now if you go to this site, and I'll just tell you what it is, it's arthritiskneepain.com. I mean, we're talking about people get arthritis in their knees and we have a variety of treatments for them, right? That's what this client provides.
Yeah.
They're in multiple states, so many listings on Google My Business, you name it, right? We have this strategy where it's like, let's get video on every page that we can.
I love that.
And we're not just trying to overpopulate these pages with video.
It's not forced.
It's not forced. It's with a purpose. And then what we see is that our SEO strategy is actually driving our video strategy.
Love that.
So an example, we just put up a blog post called Best Shoes for Knee Pain. That blog post is bringing in like 6,000-7,000 clicks per month of those 17,000 nice. That I told you about, right?
Awesome.
So I'm trying to coach them on this. And I'm like, guys, look, it makes perfect sense for us to have a video considering YouTube is owned by Google, one of the largest search engines itself, right? Videos are now appearing in the all tab with the SERPs and not just in the videos tab, as you guys know.
Yeah, right.
And so I'm like, let's make a video that basically just mimics this blog post that's killing it. And then we also embedded that video at the top as the hero image for that blog post, right? So now I'm getting views on YouTube that are feeding my channel, fueling my channel, building me an audience there for a knee pain company.
I love it.
Yeah. Right? But if I don't have good SEO to start with, how do I know to make that video? And now that I have that video, it's a multifaceted approach. And it's kind of this, I call it the content marketing spider web, right? Where it's basically a good internal linking strategy. And everything's linking to each other. And it's this cohesive web that's beautiful. But you look at how video is playing into this, right? So now almost every page that is on their website, it's like, cool. Well, if we don't have a video on there now, there's going to be one in the future.
Yeah. You know, there's so much to unpack here. But I want to say, a lot of people look at us, look at Run Lead Gen, and we can't make it apparently clear enough that nothing we do is secret. Well, I'm about to give you the strategy. Okay. This is the strategy. And the reason why I'm so eager and willing to give it away is because despite having the strategy known, doing it is where we provide the value, right? It's getting it done. Everybody knows value in video, but for some reason, so many businesses are still hesitant to do video. They're so hesitant to do social. They're hesitant to do, despite them knowing the value, it's still difficult. And so this is the way we do it. SEO typically drives everything for us. So we find volume. People Let's back you up even further. You want to grow your business, you got to get found. How do you get found right now? I mean, there's a myriad of ways, but people are on Google and we know that they're doing searches and they're looking for stuff there. So we got to start with where are people looking and meeting the user where they're at, right? And so that volume then drives, well, we know we need a page for it. Okay. And we know that that page should have a video so we can mark it up with schema so that we can show the video in the search results. That video should also live in YouTube and should have links back to the page, which has the CTAs to do the things to buy the product, right? And then how do you get people to the YouTube video? Now you're taking shorts and you're making reels and you're doing stuff on social. And then those are pointing back to your video and your podcast is pointing back to the video and back to the page. And then you can even go a step further and you've got email and retargeting and you know, now you do a newsletter that goes out with the same type of content and you're bringing in social clicks. And now all of these are user signals for Google saying, this is a good page. This is a good informative thing. It's going to start ranking and all, and then, you know, everything starts to go. So that's the strategy, you guys. I mean, that's it. And so there is another path, right? An additional thing to consider, which is stuff that is not yet found in volume. So we would call that like awareness based. So that's where you can do like your Facebook ads you know, getting the keywords out there. People don't know what they don't know. They can't search for something that they don't know exists. Yep. So there is that piece as well. And then obviously telling your story, there is value of having other videos that may not have keyword driven volume, but suffice it to say, for the most part, our strategy is meet people where they're at, give them what they're looking for, and then guide them back to how you can help them.
Yeah. And it's a beautiful strategy.
Yeah.
And it's no wonder that you guys are doing well in business and that you're helping clients and you're driving the results, because fact of the matter is, let's liken it to going to the gym. We know what we need to do. We need to cut out the sugar. We need to cut out the junk food. And we need to exercise every single day. Add some sleep in there. Drink a lot of water. Yeah, we need some sunshine. You name it. We know the formula, but how many of us are doing that?
Exactly.
Right? And it's a beautiful recipe you just outlined. Like, follow the recipe, and you can do this for yourself, but you realize how hard it is to follow the recipe. That's why... oh, you know what? Maybe I'll go hire a personal trainer. That's what you guys are.
That's right.
You're the personal trainers in this story.
I think another channel where we're really seeing video start to be pressed on is even on Google Ads, right? So Google Ads wants everyone running Performance Max. And one of the assets that you have to, or you really should have on Performance Max, is that video. And if you don't have it, Google's like taking your images and trying to make a little slideshow video out of AI, because they want you to get that inventory and be able to really engage with that system. And so, you know, if it's not clear from that alone, plus every other channel, how important video is. Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the different videos you guys are focusing on outside of SEO?
Yeah. So really, talk about recipes, right? Gary V, he's been given the recipe for years.
The recipe king, right?
Yes, that's it. He is the chef, right? And it's this kind of once published everywhere, repurposed content. There are Absolutely. Different names for it, right? So with my clients, I call it COPE, and create once, publish everywhere. We create long form content in batches. And then from there, we say, hey, how can we chop this up to repurpose it and get more out of it, right? And then all of a sudden, now we have a social media strategy. We've got, and we'll take the same clip, and this is where I say create once, publish everywhere. We'll take that same reel, and we'll use it on TikTok, we use it on Twitter, we use it on Instagram, we use it on YouTube Shorts. The only thing that makes it tough is if it exceeds 60 seconds, X YouTube Shorts, right? Then it's posted as just a normal video on YouTube, which I don't want. I want it in the Shorts algorithm.
Right.
So as we repurpose things, we're strategic about that. But I just created a series of Shorts for a client, and they all came from a long form video. So we had like 5 Shorts. Well, they have a separate agency, because I don't do the paid side.
Sure.
They have a separate agency that's a Google Premier partner. They run their paid YouTube. They run their paid social, all of that. And now they're using my Shorts, and they're running those as ads, right? So then they'll come back to me and they'll say, hey, we need it in this dimension. We need a square video. We need a vertical video. We need a horizontal video, da, 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 da. And it's like, done.
Great.
My editors can do that all day long, right? And so it's this beautiful thing. But then, so you've got some clients that have budgets for that, right? Other clients are like, oh, I don't know. Can you just like coach us on what to film? And then, sure. And then we'll have an intern do it or whatever. And it's like, yes, I can.
But you're going to get that quality as well.
That's the quality you're going to get. So unless your intern is really leveraging like templates on TikTok or has some fun ideas, like your intern may get you views, but they're probably not going to give you marketing strategy. Right. And sometimes we'll consult on that. But really, a lot of the videos that we're doing nowadays are like, let's give you a hero video on your homepage.
Love that.
Let's start there.
Absolutely must have.
Yes. Like I just refilmed the one for my website. And I mean, granted, I do this, right? But I filmed that sucker without a script in, I don't know, maybe 15 minutes.
Nice.
Filmed it with a single camera. Didn't even set up two cameras. Sent it to my editor. And 3 days later, it was up. And it's like, okay, my team does that. So yes, we can do that quickly. It's a quick turnaround for us. However, you come to me. I have clients that'll come to me and they'll say, hey, we need a homepage video. So then I ask them a series of questions as a content marketer, not as a videographer. Sure. Videographers don't ask these questions.
Okay.
But a content marketer and SEOs like you guys, you ask questions about the audience. You ask questions. You do some research on what people are searching for. What's their volume about? And then you try and put this into what I'll call the hero's journey. How it's every movie we've ever seen, right? But the client has to be the hero and Macy Media is going to be the guide, right? Obi-Wan Kenobi, they're Luke Skywalker.
It's so funny that you say that because I used to study communication and I taught public speaking and Nancy Duarte, who's like the person in public speaking, she says that your client, the business, right, is, and in this case, the audience was Luke, but she says, you're Yoda. You're the guy on the back. You're guiding the hero.
Exactly.
Right. That's exactly right.
So Yoda's one guide. Obi-Wan's another guide.
Right. Right.
But Luke is the main character. Right. And so it's some people call it the hero's journey. Other people just call it story arc, whatever it is. We see it in every stinking movie that we watch, especially Disney movies.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where it's like, if we can just take that framework and we can slap that on a business, then we're going to have a good quality video. And then we're going to film it in a way that's really captivating. Right. I tell my clients this all the time. I'm like, we will take a boring talking head video and we will bring it to life.
I love that.
And you do that in a couple ways. A, you film with good quality cameras. You make sure you have good audio. A lot of it has to do with preparing beforehand of how can you get these folks who are not necessarily video folks, because half the time it's like a CEO or a VP of marketing or somebody who's not always comfortable going on camera. You have to get them on camera. And then my team, what we're good at is
making
drawing something out of you.
Yeah.
It's I'm behind the camera. They're looking at me just like I'm not looking in the lens right now. I'm looking at you guys.
Right.
They're looking at me as if you're me and I'm coaching them.
Right.
And almost all my clients, once we're done, they're like, dude, I've never worked with a videographer who could do that. And it's not to say that I'm great. It's to say I have a different
skill. You are great.
Well, thank you. But I have a different skill set than most videographers.
Sure.
And so it's one of those things where it's like, I think differently about what's the purpose? What's the end goal of this video? And let's give you that. And then I'll ask them questions like this. Hey, cool. So the goal is a hero video on your website, explainer of what your business does. Here's how we could go about that. There are myriad ways, right? You could do an animated video. You could do a talking head with the CEO or other executives. Maybe you want to bring in a client testimonial into that. Whatever it is, we can talk through that strategy. But then it's like, how can we film this in a way that we can get this into your email journeys? How can we film this in a way that you can run a version of this as an ad?
Absolutely.
Right? It could be five posts on social media. And some companies are only posting 5 times a month on social media. Like, that's a month's worth of content for them, right? Mm-hmm. So that's where that Gary V tying it all back comes in, and you're like, we're repurposing the shiz out of this.
Yeah.
Right. And yes, I'm a fake swear. I'm not a super profane guy, but that's what it is. Right. And so I love going into businesses and just saying, what story do you want to tell? And maybe we tell it in one video, but maybe we tell it in 50 videos.
Yeah.
And let's work with your budget to accomplish what you want.
So let's talk about some of the pushback that we get just in general. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times this can feel very overwhelming to, you know, business owners out there that are trying to grow their business. They're listening to all these things that they can do, and they're just immediately overwhelmed because this is on top of what they already have to do to fulfill their service, right? Which is why we say, as soon as you can, get this off of your plate, right? But for those that are trying to do this themselves and are feeling overwhelmed, we often hear like, you know, I just don't know if this is going to move any needles. I don't understand how social and all of these components playing together will actually grow my business. And I think typically we meet that rebuttal with, well, this is where the details matter, right? If you're hiring it out to an intern and they're doing just kind of the box checking, yeah, you may not see that this moves the needle.
I love that.
The details, the proof's in the pudding. You've got to get down into those details
and subtle aspects of it.
Yes.
From production quality to content quality. And then of course the strategy and a cross channel strategy implemented, those details matter. In fact, I would say they make the difference. So let's talk a little bit. I also want to talk, there's so much we can unpack. I want to talk a little bit about, you as a business owner. What was working? What wasn't working? Tell us a little bit about your journey, about how you grew and maybe some of the headwinds you caught and how you surpassed that. And how did you get to where you are today?
Oh, man. Well, you just said something about social media that I think is really important, right? You have to have a purpose. And so for me, I knew this beforehand because this is how I would get different jobs and level up in the corporate world. Personal branding. Everybody has a personal brand. It's what people say about you when you're not in the room.
Right.
And sometimes that's a myriad of things, right? And so you are sitting there and somebody, like religion could be a part of that, your moral beliefs, moral compass, you name it, family could be a part of your personal brand. But if you are a working individual, your skill sets undeniably are part of your personal brand.
At least they should be.
They absolutely should be. And so many people are afraid to talk about what they do on social media. But imagine this. This is how I'm going to phrase this because I think this is important. You get invited. You move into a new neighborhood. And some of your neighbors come over, introduce themselves, whatever. Hey, we're having a get-together. Come over to the house on Friday. So you show up with your family. Somebody says to you, Quinn, Brian, eventually within the first probably 3 questions, what do you do for work? Am I wrong?
Right. Every time.
Every time. Do you say, actually, this is a personal event, so I'm not going to talk about that here?
No, I do
not. That would be awkward, right?
I'm like, buckle up.
Social media is the same way. I think about my LinkedIn just like that. Now, LinkedIn is a business platform, but each year since I started, I can track tens of thousands of dollars coming from LinkedIn posts.
I love that.
And now it's to the point where it's 6 figures every year coming strictly from LinkedIn, from my personal page, because I have set up that page to be a landing page for myself. It is very targeted. You go to Bobby Macy on LinkedIn and you are going to see what we do. You're going to see that we're a content marketing business that focuses on video. You're going to see a little snippet about me that I'm a guy who I am a proponent of kindness, right? Like, I don't want to be a jerk in business. I understand you have to have hard conversations at times, but like, nice guys don't finish last. I'm trying to prove that.
Love that as your brand.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? And so like, part of my LinkedIn is like spreading kindness like butter, you know? Mm. And I think I just modified it to spreading kindness and then corporate content production. But I'm very deliberate about what I do. You land on my page, you take 5 seconds and you can be like, this dude produces content for companies. That's what he does. But how many people aren't leveraging that? Right?
Most. So, I would say yes, most.
Yeah.
Absolutely most. And so what I do and what I've done from the beginning is I never had the budget because my layoff was somewhat unexpected. I left ClearLink where we worked. I got offered $130,000 and I think I was making 87 at ClearLink. So all of a sudden you're talking about a $40,000 raise overnight.
Let's go.
And more status. I was going to manage a team. And I'm like, absolutely. So then 6 months after, I walk into a layoff, no slap on the wrist, no meeting with HR before that, like literally talk to the CEO in the elevator that morning. And by 4 p.m. that afternoon, I was gonzo.
We have a lot in common. And you know what? But just as a caveat, many business owners have this in common. It's curious.
It is, right? And so at some point, you just can't take that anymore. And for me, I was like, I'm done. And I knew how to get clients. I had just never done it full time. I had tinkered on the side. I had freelanced. I knew what it was like to sell. I knew what it was like to close a deal. Even as a marketer who wasn't doing those things full time,
sure,
I had had a taste of it. So I had all the confidence in the world that I could figure it out, right? So that was on a Wednesday. By Friday, I had built myself a website on Squarespace, right? Could I have done it on WordPress? Could I have done it on something else? Absolutely. But for me, I was like,
Get it up.
I got to get it up. I got to simplify. I can change this later. Let's go. By that next Monday, guess what I had done? I had made an announcement video, put it out on LinkedIn, filmed it in my living room. Just
killing it.
Positioned myself in a way that natural light was coming in. Because at this point, I didn't have all the gear that I have now. I had my cell phone. I had one camera that was a DSLR and I had one lens. And I was like, okay, well, I know that I'm a Swiss Army knife when it comes to content. I can do things digitally. I can do things with a camera. Let's go, right? So I made a video. I post that on LinkedIn. I post it on my Facebook. I post it on my Instagram, everywhere that I could think of that I actually have a following. And I don't have big followings, by the way. Like LinkedIn, maybe I have 7,000 followers, right? Instagram, I think I have 1,200, right? Facebook, I have like 1,000 friends on Facebook, sure, from different walks of life. But going back to this dinner story, my work is a part of who I am.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to shy away from telling people that. Just like at a dinner party, when somebody asks me what I do, I'm not going to be all weird about it. I'm going to tell them, I own a marketing agency.
Yeah.
And I help people with their storytelling.
That's exactly right.
And nobody's ever looked at me and been like, well, that's weird that you're talking about work. Like this is a personal event. And I've never gotten weird when they asked it at a personal event.
Right.
Right. And so I treat social media the same way. Now, do I always just oversaturate my feed with just business content? No. In fact, Quinn, you've been connected with me on LinkedIn for a long time.
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff that I produce on LinkedIn has nothing to do with video.
Yeah.
But guess what it does have to do with?
I see good videos despite the content not being about video.
Boom. Exactly. That's that. Right. And so there are different strategies that you can follow where you're all about your thing.
Right.
But you don't have to say it.
Yeah.
It's like screaming, or it's like saying, look at me, without screaming it I'm trying to think of the word, like a pathetic way.
Sure.
Right? Not like desperate. A needy way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, I do see, I would say this, I'm going to be straight up with everybody. I think that those of us that work in the digital space, this comes more naturally for us.
Yes.
Right. And for that, you'll see digital companies grow really quickly because they've already are there and they know this. They know how to do this. They know this storytelling. They know how to help themselves brand. But when I see non-digital people do it, I love it. And for our clients that are doing it well, I love it. And so an example, I caught an ad the other day on Facebook, which was like a guy tuning up. It's like the winter's coming. He's tuning up a furnace. I've seen 1,000 furnace tune-up ads, but this guy was like, wasn't really about the furnace. He's talking to us and he's walking us down to the furnace and he opens the panel and there's a kajillion things. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I have no idea. I mean, yeah, something could be wrong, right? There's so many things that could go wrong. And now my mind isn't thinking about the ad or you know, me paying somebody for a furnace. It's literally thinking, if something happened with my furnace, I would not know what to do. And that could be an emergency. So they were very creative in telling a story, showing that they can do it. You know, they can open this panel of the furnace. And so, you know, it'd be the equivalent of me pulling up. And we were talking about this at the beginning, like OBS and, you know, showing these cameras. And we really ought to be showing more of the behind the scenes, because one, that storytelling, and two, it's just showing you people have professions because they've been doing things a long time and what they're doing. And so you want to use those people doing those things, or else you're going to find yourself in the middle of winter with a panel open and saying, blah, 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 blah. You know, I don't
know what those buttons do. Yeah. Did I hit home hard enough on that personal branding point?
I think you did.
Yeah,
because that is literally how I've gotten business. Like, to this day, like, I'm about to run my first ad next week. And that's because now I've got $25,000 a month in expenses without me paying myself. And I'm sitting there and I'm looking at this and I'm like, I used to dream of what it would be like to make $25,000 a month.
Right.
And now that's just expenses. Right. And that's overhead. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, well, crap. Like, I gotta bring in more deals. I gotta be smarter about how I do this. Right. So that I can expand my business. And so that ultimately I can make moves in other areas. Right. And so it's one of those things where I'm like, all of that has been built off of not just LinkedIn, but it's interesting because we know people, right? It's like you guys, it's like, Quinn, I've known you. If I see something from you on LinkedIn, it's going to remind me, man, I just had a conversation with somebody the other day about SEO. Now Quinn's top of mind. It's like a billboard from McDonald's. Why do they do billboards? Everybody knows who McDonald's is, right? But you're hungry at various points of the day and you're always having conversations. And sometimes that Coke and fries just looks so freaking good. And it's 3:51 in the afternoon in between lunch and dinner. And you're like, McDonald's is at the next exit. That's why they have these billboards top of mind. Right. And LinkedIn is that for me. Instagram is that for me. It's almost like clockwork. If I need a new client, I can drum up 2 to 3 LinkedIn posts and I can guarantee you in the next 2 weeks, I've got new revenue coming in.
I love that.
And it's just one of those things. And some people will be like, well, why don't you just do that more? And why don't you do that more? I'm in an interesting spot in my business where I am still part of the fulfillment team and I'm running the show.
Yeah.
And so, yes, I have people working with me. We have a team of 5, a couple contractors that help with web dev stuff. So occasionally it's 7, right? But it's one of those things where there's 5 of us either full-time or part-time working on this every single day. But I'm still in the weeds, you know. I've got 1 photographer on my staff, and that's me. But I've got 2 video folks. I've got an SEO. I've got, you know, other people who are helping in diverse ways. But it's one of those things where you're like, dude, I know my personal brand is what has driven the business thus far, and it will continue to do that. Now I'm going to dive into some of these other strategies, which as marketers we know work. But you got to build up your budget so that you can invest that, right? I'm going to start with a budget of $1,000 a month on Instagram and Facebook ads. And we're going to see where it goes.
Yeah, I love that. And there's a lot of nuance here for business owners. You know, and we've talked with other agencies specifically, you know, 6 pillars. There's acquisition, fulfillment, retention, what they all are. I cannot remember. But ultimately, we've said this before and we'll say it 1,000 times. You any business out there, you have to dance the line of spending time in fulfillment and biz development. And you need to understand what your costs are. You know, you have to know what it costs you to buy a client predictably for you to then know how to sell at a way that has profit margins for you to grow. That's, you cannot create a sustainable business without knowing what it costs to bring somebody in and what their lifetime value is to you. And so that's something we help businesses solve. If you don't know that's probably the, at the top of every podcast we could possibly have said is know your cost per acquisition to lifetime value ratio. That's going to help you. And you don't have to know that today. And none of this that we're talking about has to be done overnight. In fact, it can't be done overnight.
Yep.
It takes active, consistent effort. So many times we hear clients that are like, you know, 3 months in and you know, we are so proud of the product that we've served in 3 months, you know, 16 pieces of content, video, schema, technical stuff. We've got ads going live, and we just are met with frustration and confusion. We cannot more clearly articulate to businesses out there that a realistic expectation that this stuff is going to take time. And if you skimp on the details or you skimp on the consistency, you're only skimping on your business. So if you are creating a predictable, long-term business, not just looking to sell in the next 2 years, right? You want to grow a business. This is stuff that you have to consider at some point. Your story, your brand. And I think a lot of times we hear like the small, maybe chiropractor or plumber, or say they don't see themselves as a business owner.
Yes.
They see themselves as a contractor. And so they're waiting for Thumbtack or Angie's List to be the business owner, to provide them the business, and they'll just go and fulfill that business. And this is where we have to get a lot of our audience out of that comfort zone and say, no, I'm a business owner. I'm more than just the roofer or the bathroom remodeler. I'm the brand. Until there's anything more, I'm the brand. And what people say about me when I'm not in the room is ultimately what's going to help me grow my business.
Yep.
And where are the people? You know, especially if you catch yourself remodeling bathrooms for 50 hours a week, how else are you showing and growing, right?
Yeah. It's no, there's so much to this, and I love the way that you guys think. And you know, my goal now as a business owner, full transparency, excuse me, is I am trying to leave the quadrant of like self-employment and move into the quadrant of full-blown business owner, where I'm thinking more about how much does it cost me to acquire a new client?
That's right.
What does that process look like? And as a creative, sometimes processes are hard for me because I just want to create.
Yeah.
I get so excited about that process.
Which is a good problem to have.
It is a good problem to have. But and I'm a dude who has a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Like I went to Harmon's and got some bread from a guy. And I used to do this a couple times a week. And he was like, boy, you just have a zest for life, don't you? And I was like,
yeah,
maybe I'll write a book one day called Zest for Life, right? Like, it was just one of those things, like, I'm a pretty happy dude. I find a lot of fulfillment in what I do professionally, but also in other areas. And so,
which, by the way, I've always loved about you. So,
well, thank you.
Yeah.
And so creating is like this part of me that is so hard to give up. But now as a business owner, I have to look at these other areas and say, okay, if I remove myself there and let somebody else take that on, how could this benefit me? Or how could it hurt me, right? But mostly, how could this benefit me? And you have to make these transitions, because ultimately the goal here for me is I want to make enough money to have flexibility in my life, to be able to help people in need, to be able to help my own family, make some moves. For me, it's not just about like this one single exit and then I retire at 40, right? Yeah. It's like, no, I'm always going to be doing something.
Right.
That's part of what gives me purpose in life, but I want to get better. I want to be growing.
That's
you
right.
Mentioned something to me right as we walked in here, and you're like, we have learned so much more than we ever thought we would.
And so fast.
And I was like, it's the fire hose effect.
That's right.
You go out on your own and all of a sudden you see the world moving and you're like, holy moly. And you can hop on that train and you can move at speeds that you never thought were possible. Right. And so to anybody out there, whether they're thinking about video, whether they're thinking about SEO with you guys, like the relationships are so important. And if you don't talk about what you need, and if you don't talk about what you do, then A, you're never going to get the help that you need. And B, you're never going to be the helper to help somebody else.
Right.
Right. One more story that I'm going to tell you about this. There's a dude in my neighborhood who goes to church with me. I did not know he was an insurance agent. So guess what? When I became self-employed, that's one of the first things you look at.
Yeah.
Well, I need it, right? And he didn't get my business because I didn't know what he did. I really like this guy, but he never told me what he did.
Yeah.
And admittedly, like most of the time when I see him, it's in a church building. So I didn't really ask him.
Right.
But I'd known the guy for multiple years. So then I go and I join a BNI group, if you guys know what that is.
We do.
Yep.
There's a gal in there who does insurance. She got my business like that.
That's right.
And I don't know her from Adam.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Now I do. I like her.
Right.
She's a great woman. But guess what? I know this dude. His name is Brad. You know how many leads I've sent him in the past few years? The other day, he's one of my clients as well. We built him a website. He came up to me the other day and he was like, Bobby, I'm a little embarrassed, dude. You send me so many leads. And he's like, I've never sent one back.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to pitch you. And I was like, Brad, I'm not in it for that, dude. I'm sending people to you because A, I know you'll take care of them. And because they have a need that I know you can fulfill. He's not giving me a commission. I'm not worried about that with him. We haven't talked about that. I'm sending them to him because that need, right? But think of what could have happened. He could have had my business early on, and I haven't switched to him to do it because this other gal, she already got my business.
Yeah.
And now there's a path of resistance there.
Right.
Me explaining to her, hey, I've got a better friend that does this.
Right, right.
And it's not that I'm opposed to doing that. It's just that she hasn't lost my business. She's
sure.
been great.
Sure.
But I did sign up with him to get business insurance
right.
and things like that. And now I send all these people his way. But I'm like, dude, imagine what that could be for all of us if we were just a little bit more open about what we actually do.
That's right.
And we talked about it in a normal way, because also nobody likes the person who only talks about themselves, right? The me monster.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
I think that's like a Brian Regan skit, the me monster. But it's like nobody wants to be around that person. So it's finding this balance.
It's tough.
It's a hard muscle to flex initially. So, And Quinn has really spurred me in this department because I very rarely would post on any social media, and getting in front of the camera the first time for me was, I was a little bit uptight, and I still am starting to relax and not be so nervous to go on camera or say something has happened over time. But I'm one of those stories that I wish I would have taken that medicine earlier, and I'm just going down that path where Quinn has been a good spur for me to do that. But it definitely is a muscle that you have to flex and use to let people know. Absolutely.
And one thing's for certain, we've said this 1,000 times as well. It's like a tree. You want to have done it 20 years ago. So when's the best time to do it? Is now. You just got to start as soon as you possibly can. I think a lot of people will push back and say, well, it doesn't cost me anything to get a client. And I think the reality is that we know that it does. It just may not cost you dollars in the traditional sense. I would still say that most businesses have a client acquisition cost that is a dollar amount, but if it's not dollar, it's time. And that equates to dollars as well. So
absolutely.
Know your acquisition cost and then know the lifetime value of the client so that you can make sure that you have a sustainable business. We're going to round it out here. We could talk all day, and maybe we will have to have you come back as well, but help us remember you. Tell us something unique. Tell us how we can find you. Give us some details. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's really hard to find me. It's my name is Bobby Macy, and the company's named after me.
Media,
macymedia.com. I am on pretty much every social media platform. If you just type in Bobby Macy, and I'm a friendly guy. So DM me, reach out, like comment, I'll comment back, you know, we'll follow each other. We'll chit chat. And
follow him because he's got some great content. Not only, you know, for his business, but you just went on like a sweet trip and took some fantastic pictures.
Goodness.
I mean, great stuff.
Well, thank you. And I just speak to what I know, right? Because there are camera nerds out there. And one of my biggest problems on that trip was, what gear am I going to take?
Yeah.
You know, because I didn't bring anything with wheels. It was all...
Because you're bushwhacking it through the air.
Yeah. But it was like, I packed a drone in there. I packed a DSLR in there with a single lens. I packed a tripod in there. Like, I was very calculated about what I brought and how I was going to produce content. And it was, there's a story in everything, right? And so I just try and speak to what I know, and it resonates with some people, and it probably drives other people nuts, but
as do we all, right?
Yes. But I've kind of gotten beyond that point of caring. Like, yes, there's a people pleaser inside me that wants you to have a good experience with me.
Sure.
But at the same time, I have a conversation in my head every day that's like, That may not happen.
Yeah.
Maybe I just don't jive with that person. Maybe they don't jive with me, but I'm still going to treat them with respect, kindness. We don't have to be best friends, but hey, you know, I'm putting my content out even if they don't like it.
That's right.
I love that.
So,
well, we are so grateful you came on here with us today. For all of you that are, you know, tuning in and catching on, this podcast is all about just this. It's businesses that are growing. We want to grow this community. We want more businesses to be listening in, to open up the conversation about what's working for them, what's not working for them, answer questions that people have. I remember when we were trying to up our production quality, I looked at 1,000 YouTube videos and I'm saying, what camera are they using? Are they using OBS, the Rodecaster? There's so many components. And I reach out to Bobby and I'm like, Bobby, I know you know stuff. Tell me. And, you know, he gets us in front of the right camera and the right lens. And that's important. So we want that type of camaraderie on this channel and in this community. If you have questions, if you want to know more about what we're talking about, let's start having those conversations. And of course, share out with all of your business owning friends and marketers, as this is a resource. We're giving away strategies. We're giving away tips and tricks and things that are working. We're talking about the cutting edge of what's working for businesses to grow. This is Run Lead Gen Radio with your hosts, Quinn
and Brian,
and we'll help you scale to success.